80 years have passed since that amazing end to that conflict of the Second World War. 80 years since VJ Day, since finally the conflict in both Europe and in the Pacific Theatre came to an end. 80 years. It's a long time. And we remember it. We hold that number in our memories and we hold it carefully. Somebody asked me fairly recently, how long do you think we will keep remembering those particular anniversaries of the First and the Second World Wars? How many times do you think that we'll keep counting? Will it be 85, 90, 95, 100? Will there come a year when we stop wanting to count them so carefully? Will it become like Trafalgar Day and it's only every 50 years or every 100? Will it recede in history and in memory? And my answer to that person was, I don't think it will. I don't think there will come a time when we'll be ready to let go of this very particular kind of remembrance. The very first Remembrance Day was the very year after the end of the First World War. November the 11th, 1919, the king decreed that this would be a day of remembrance, and it was in response to the enormity of that war. And similarly, the enormity of the Second World War stands in our memories. These are two world wars that changed the nature of war, that changed the nature of society, I think. The way that we as human beings think about war and about violence was changed forever as a result of those conflicts. The fact that there could be war that spanned the world, war that absolutely destroyed communities. In the First World War, a whole generation almost of young men wiped out. In the Second World War, the particular horror of nuclear war sitting there on our horizon. These are things that have to be held, that we have to retain in our memories, hard and difficult as that may seem. But there, of course, have been many wars since. We have many serving personnel here who bear those medals from conflicts very recently. Conflicts since the Second World War in Korea, in the Falklands, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Iraq again. We've seen people going and giving their lives in service many, many times. And those remembrances that we hold from those world wars, we carry those forwards because a life is a life is a life. It is valued, it is held. And when it is given up, when it is offered in that way, there is something so precious and important about it that we cannot let that go. We hold it. And it's vital that we keep this day and we keep other days like it to make sure that we don't forget, that we don't let the giving and taking of life be something that recedes into history, that it remains as something that we hold in front of us, as something terrible, as something to be avoided, as something to be worked against. On this Remembrance Day, we do not glorify war. We remember it with horror, with regret. And we remember, too, those who served in it, who had to, who had no choice. We remember everyone who is willing to step into those situations. And we remember these things to make sure that we don't forget, that our leaders don't forget, that our institutions and our society does not forget. Life is too precious to be taken as easily as it can be. But even as we remember with that solemnity, we remember too that amazing quality of human nature that we see under those terrible conditions. As we honour the lives given, we honour the service shared. The fact that in those worst of circumstances, we see people moving forwards with courage, with integrity, with compassion. So often you hear from those people stepping forwards to receive awards for gallantry, they say, I don't think this is a special thing for me. I was just doing what had to be done. I was just the right person in the right place. My training kicked in. They are humble so often about it. There we see something wonderful in human nature, as well as the things that we regret and that we seek to avoid. We see that there is goodness, there is love. In our reading from John's Gospel, Jesus talks about the nature of sacrifice. Greater love hath no man than this, that one might lay one's life down for one's friends. We see people do that, and we honour that commitment and that love that they showed. And we pray and we commit that we shall not ask it, that we shall avoid and commit ourselves to working for better in this world, for peace and justice and security for all. And may we do so in the power and in the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.